Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to part 2 of our conversation with Jerry Pauly about his new book and life experiences, From Hell to High Water. When you went through that experience and you had that last minute realization that your kids would be the ones that would find you, That realization is really seeming to be what changed, what saved your life. After you were in the hospital and you obviously survived and went through that, what did you do? Because obviously depression is not something that just goes away after an incident. It lingers, and it can go up and can go down and be a roller coaster from hell. What did you do to kind of work your way back up from the very bottom that you were at after that moment, and after you had that such close experience to having it all go away?
Couple of things. First of all, everything is a mental determination with me. And I decided that, I got to make some changes. And it was widespread changes. The first thing I did was just have, as hard as it was, to accept the fact that life was not going to be the same as I know it. Mm-hmm. And part of that was I needed to get into a new occupation. I had worked in the rent-to-own field, like rent-a-center, that type of deal, errands, for years. And that was something that I was really good at. And I had gotten out of it to get into the mortgage business. And I had an offer on the table to go back into that business. And I already knew that was a business that's nonstop, 6 days a week, 70 hours a week. It was management. You didn't have time to think about stuff like I did with the sales job. Mm-hmm. So I took that position. That got me back into constantly having something on my mind besides what had depressed me.
Sure.
And I think that was the biggest thing, was just changing my whole outlook. And then eventually, time does heal all wounds. Mm-hmm. And, even though I still suffer from depression today, it's funny that I never had it before then, but, or at least if I did, I never really thought that I did.
Sure.
So, but now, we're looking at 20 years later, I still have battles with depression, but I've learned to deal with it. I went to the doctor, I tried to get on medication, tried 2 or 3 different kinds. I didn't like the way it made me feel. So I decided that I had to try something else. Mm-hmm. And I went through some counseling, a lot of counseling, which, oddly enough, Tony, and I want to say this for anybody listening, before marriage counseling. And before this, I was never a believer in counseling. I was 100% against counseling. I would basically mock somebody practically that was going through counseling. So I'm like, that makes zero sense. That somebody who doesn't even know you can sit there and try to tell you anything about it. I was 100% wrong. Mm-hmm. 100% wrong. And I've learned so much through counseling, things that I, you know, still use to this day that, you know, I picked up on in one counseling session 20 years ago.
Sure.
You know, but it's amazing. And I tell anybody now, do not ever slight the amount of help that you can get from counseling. If you've got the ability to do it and you think you can benefit from it, by all means do it. But that counseling helped me to deal with my stress. It helped me to deal with my anger management. And I think that was the biggest thing. So, I mean, my biggest problem is, Tony, if you and I were into a fight, mm-hmm. and you said something I didn't like, my first instinct was to strike back and I would say something that I knew hurt you. Mm-hmm. You know, if I knew a secret about you that I knew that something just really bothered you, that's what was going to come out. That's sure. the way I fought dirty when it came to verbal attacks. Mm-hmm. And in the years, I've learned that don't say anything. And that's how I handle stuff. If I get mad about something, I don't say anything. Mm-hmm. And then I will walk out of the room if I have to. I'll get in the car and I'll drive away, but I will not say something that I'm going to regret later.
Sure.
And it's not something you just pick up overnight. It takes years and years of constantly working it. I'm still a work in progress
sure.
today.
And that's true. I think, you know, anybody who's actively working at that, there's not usually, you know, I'm cured. I'm better. You know, we're always going to be a work in progress on things like that. But it's amazing the progress that can be made from point A to point B. And you just kind of realize, oh, the alphabet goes far beyond B. And you can end up achieving things and becoming a person that you never thought you could be. And that's the amazing thing about, you know, when you're committed yourself to actually working on those things, which is number one, but then having the right people to help you along the way. And when it comes to counseling and things like that, you know, people who are listening that may have said, I tried it, I agree with, you know, Jerry's original opinion. You know, sometimes you just get bad counselor, the wrong counselor. There's plenty of people out there and there's plenty of places that to find those sort of things these days where it can help and it can make an extreme difference. I think we're all capable of getting on the right path there. I think we're all capable and have the tools. Sometimes though, counseling is the thing that, you know, opens up the room in our brain that says, oh, look at all these tools you have to work with that you've never gone into before. And suddenly it's like, oh, holy crap. This is like Toys R Us. It's like, I have all these things I didn't know I could work with, you know? And that's, you know, that to me is how it felt in my world anyway, because I've dealt with depression too and anxiety and it's amazing what a difference that can make and to pull you out of a very, very dark place where it seems so bleak. How did life progress on for you after that? We said, you know, you got some distractions going on. You got back into working and you got back into focusing on life and living life. Obviously, the road eventually leads to back to some more paranormal and interest in paranormal and you getting into creating your podcast, Hillbilly Horror Stories. How did that come about after all of those very rough years and tragic events that you went through?
I think to go back to something I'd said with time heals all wounds is correct. You know, I went through a couple of relationships, some of which are literally unbelievable, with a young lady who basically told me that she had cancer and was on the verge of dying. She had sent me messages from her, supposedly her mother, from her account, telling me how bad things were. In reality, it was all a farce. So, you know, those things didn't make things easier, but eventually I ended up meeting the love of my life, which is my wife, Tracy, mm-hmm. and co-host of Hillbilly Horror Stories. We just celebrated our 13th wedding anniversary last month, and everything, I'm not going to say it's perfect because everybody knows life's not perfect, but life has been a hell of a lot better than I ever thought it ever could have been.
Sure.
Back during, you know, the times that I was really struggling. So, you know, we end up going 4 years ago. I was a stand-up comedian, had been for about 15 years, decided that I really didn't want to do stand-up comedy anymore, and but I needed an outlet, creative outlet. Mm-hmm. And I listened to a couple of podcasts, Lore being one of them, and I was completely fascinated. I had no clue that podcasts even really existed. It was a thing. I knew nothing about them. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I started looking up all these paranormal podcasts because obviously that's the thing I'm most interested in. Mm-hmm. And I stumbled across a fairly well-known podcast called Real Ghost Stories Online. You might have heard of it.
Never heard of them.
And it was the first one that I had listened to that mixed a little bit of humor in with the paranormal. And I thought, you know, I think I could do that. And I hooked up with a friend of mine, Ricky, that I was a coworker at one point. We used to have these talks about paranormal all the time. And I thought, you know what? I bet if people listened to some of these stories that we had told, if they could have listened to it, they would have enjoyed it. So I talked him into starting a podcast with me. And I immediately ordered all of the wrong audio equipment and signed up with the wrong hosting service because I literally knew nothing about it. I just tried to research it and went. But after a period of time, after about 9 episodes or so, wasn't really working out between Ricky and I for various reasons. He had a very busy schedule. We were having a hard time hooking up. And our show was fairly blue. I'll say it was more adult content rated mm-hmm. and less politically correct. Just out of a pure coincidence, Ricky one day said he couldn't make it out. It was the day of recording. I told Tracy, I said, you're going to have to fill in. And she said, okay, but I don't know anything about the stories. And I said, don't worry about it. Just follow my lead and just, you know, respond when you want to. Mm-hmm. And that was episode 9, Rock and Roll and the Occult. And to this day, after, you know, 300 episodes that we've done, that's still the favorite of a lot of people. And but that gave us our chemistry. It gave us the way we set the show up. Mm-hmm. With me telling the story and her not knowing anything about it. And it's worked for us. And that's where we're at now, some 4 years later.
Let's talk about an interesting perspective that we don't get to talk about on this show very much, of just how doing a show about fairly dark topics, you know, every single week, how that affects you, and obviously as someone who does suffer from depression, and I can say openly over on this end too, me and Jen, both, we're both people who suffer from depression. And it's interesting how talking about things like this, like ghosts and the dead and all that, at least on our end, It in many cases, unless something hits really close to home in terms of similarities to a personal experience, it's almost an escape. But more so, it's uplifting when you hear the responses from the audience and the connections that you're making with the people who are out there living their own lives and going through their own things. What for you personally have been some of the most fulfilling and meaningful responses you've gotten from your audience over the course of the last 4 years that have really made you say, this is why I do this more than anything else?
You know, it's funny you bring that up because somebody asked me a similar question last night, and we'll get into that. But the answer to your question is, for me, part of how I learned to deal with my depression is to put things in a microscope. I don't focus on anything outside of my immediate life, mm-hmm. my work, my family. And what I mean by that is, Tony, you know, I'm going to be a Debbie Downer for a second. There are kids starving in every country of this world right now. There are wars going on where people are getting killed in several countries right now. I can't dwell on that. If I dwelled on that, if you dwelled on that, my God, the world is a very depressing place.
Sure.
And that kind of stuff can really bring you down. Mm-hmm. So what I have to focus on is what affects me and my family personally every day. And that's how I keep a lot of the negative out. So I use that philosophy when we hear these stories. Tracy, on the other hand, does not. She doesn't. I think everybody's got different abilities. I've got the ability to not worry about stuff. Tracy is a constant worrier. She worries about everything, even stuff that doesn't concern her. And that's just the nature of the heart that she has.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do some stories, like we'll do some true crime stories, it will literally shake her to the point to where she doesn't want to talk about it. She doesn't want to listen to it. She would rather we just didn't do those because it bothers her. Well, for me, it doesn't come into play like that because, you know, I've got the ability to separate, I guess, almost like a doctor who sees things so much, they become a little bit immune to it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do consider these an escape, and I don't consider the stories that I don't let the darkness bring darkness into my life.
Sure.
But on the point of what you said about, you know, some of the good things that have been said that keep us going, the reality of it is, you know, we started getting some positive stories from people talking about how the show has changed their life, which inevitably is what caused me to write the book, is because I felt people needed to hear that, you know, from coming from a depression state, mm-hmm. that you can help people on the platform like we have. And we had the first thing we ever had written to us was probably 6 months after we started. It was right after Tracy took over. I had a young lady from North Carolina write us a very touching email. And she basically said that she had lost her son to cancer. I want to say he was about 7 years old, mm-hmm. the year before. And she had lost all faith in God. She had lost, she was complete depression. Her marriage was in shambles because of this. And her whole reasoning behind this is because, in her opinion, why would God take her son and have him suffer the way he did? That made no sense to her. And even more was, how can she believe that her son is in a better place, as so many people had told her, when she has asked so many times for contact and never received it? Well, Tony, we had done a story on people finding dimes, and we had talked to people and basically said, hey, look, here's the deal. If you've lost a loved one, you can look for dimes. A lot of times they will leave dimes to show you that they're still around. She heard that story. At the time, we were just starting out, and I was trying to advertise anywhere I could for free, and I was actually posting on Craigslist. She said, look, I saw your ad on Craigslist. I don't get into this kind of thing. I don't believe in this kind of thing. But for some reason, I clicked on a link, and it was that episode. And she said, at that time, when I heard the dime story, and I heard you talking about how your mom had reached out to you in another way after life, it dawned on me that I had been finding so many dimes, to the point where she had mentioned to her husband that she had found so many dimes even before listening to us. So this wasn't something that was, you know, coinciding. She had told her husband like 2 months before, I've found so many dimes, it's amazing. And then when she heard our story, she said that that gave her the hope that that was her son trying to reach her. And now it had restored her faith in God. And she was now going to counseling, and her and her husband were going to counseling together. And she now has her faith back. And she now believes that that was her son reaching her, and it had changed her entire aspect of life. So that was the first. And that's probably one of the most touching ones that we've ever gotten. But I think in the back of the book, in the last chapter, I put 20 or 25 different emails or chats, mm-hmm. that people had sent us that were along the same lines of they've either gotten help, mm-hmm. Mentally, and because of the podcast, they've suffered through some kind of a major trauma, whether it be a divorce or a death of a loved one, and the podcast helped them along. Mm-hmm. And several that said that they were on the verge of suicide and they heard something on the show that told them not to do it.
Yeah.
And so we put all those in the back of the book. The reality of it is, Tony, that's why we do the show.
Yep.
We don't do it for the money. And we probably would have quit 2.5 years ago because it was a really big strain.
Sure.
On you know, working 70 hours a week on my end. Tracy was working full time. Then we were putting 40, 45 hours on the show. It was tough.
Yeah.
But that is what kept us going.
Yeah.
For those stories.
And it's interesting. Do you ever find when you're putting a show together, and I know we do different shows in terms of how we do formats and what we're putting out there every week, but do you ever find on your end when you're putting a show together that sometimes, you know, things just flow together? You'll find things that you're going to talk about and like, wow, this just happened to land in my lap the same time that landed on my lap, and they relate together so well. And it's just like, this is more than coincidence. It's almost like this would take a lot of time to try and connect these dots or try and find similar type stories to put together and dig through a lot of material. You could do it, but it would be a lot of work to get there. But more times than not, it all just seems to happen. That's what we feel on our show quite frequently, because we don't even know half the stories were, other than they're legible and readable when we're going on the air. But I don't know what half the content is. But you'll just so many times find like an ongoing theme in a show that was not planned. And then a couple of weeks later or something after it airs, getting a call, getting an email or several saying, hey, this episode really, you know, it touched me in some way, shape or form. And it just kind of goes back to the weirdness of how it all came together. Do you find that happening on your end too?
It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen on occasion.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times it'll stem from, I've had times where I've actually had two or three show ideas and like, okay, this is, I want to do one of these three. Mm-hmm. And I'll do a little bit of research on each one to see which one stands out. And then I'll pull up an email and somebody will have sent a story that coincides with one of those three and not have a clue that I was even looking at one of those three stories. So,
yeah,
I know what happened the most recently. We did a story on Kentucky werewolves. So we had three different stories and I was like, you know, I had one and it wasn't going to be called Kentucky werewolves. It was just going to be the stories on one of them. And somebody sent me something, said, have you ever heard of this? And it was actually another Bigfoot / werewolf type creature in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well now I got two, I'll find a third.
Yeah.
But it did cause me to research a little more and make it a multi-part episode rather than just one subject.
Sure. It's very interesting to me, and I've kind of joked about it on the air a little bit, how, you know, prior to the pandemic and everything that we're going through, you know, our programs have always been an escape for many people, and that's great. But it's even more just ironic to me now just how, you know, dark our world is around us, that we've become escapes from the world almost like in a positive light, where it's like we're talking about, you know, death and ghosts and serial killers and all sorts of stuff. And it's like, oh yeah, that was easier to listen to than the news. But
very true.
It is what it is. Your book, From Hell to High Water, if someone wants to dive into this thing and really get a much more in-depth look at your life and what you've gone through and the struggles and how you've overcome them, how do they get a hold of that book?
Tony, by the time this episode comes out, it will be available on Amazon.com, or you can go to our website, hillbillyhorrorstories.com, if you want to get a personalized copy of it. So, but pretty much Amazon.com will cover your bases on there.
That wraps up the second half of our conversation with Jerry Pauly about his life experiences as outlined in his new book, From Hell to High Water, available on Amazon. Big thank you to him for joining us, and be sure to check out his podcast, Hillbilly Horror Stories. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.